What is going on, people? Guess who's back? Let's make sure this thing's recording. All right. Welcome back to Whiskey Dribble. Let's do, what is this? What day is it? I don't know. It's a fucking day. It's a Thursday. Hope everybody's got a little drink in their hand. It looks like it's about drink o'clock. Give me one second. Okay. And yeah. So here we are, Whiskey Dribble. I just wasted 30 seconds of your life. Don't sweat it, though. Here's the song for this week. It's Bob Moses, Tearing Me Up. This is like 2 years old. Here you go. There you go, kiddos. That's the one for this week. Bob Moses, Tearing Me Up. Do yourself a favor. Go YouTube it. And then scroll like a minute and a half in. It's got a long, long intro, but it's a great tune. Great tune. I think it's like 8 minutes long, so you won't be disappointed with that 1 minute. So how's everybody doing? What's new? I guess you noticed I was gone for a couple of weeks. It's traveling. It's kind of got to me, and what can I say? I'm only human. Can only do what I can do. But whatever. Let's get right into it. I know you're not perfect, so don't fucking judge me. So here we are. Another week, another 20 fucking different topics of people doing the most random shit. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I have notes from last week and the week before. So some of this stuff might be old, and if it's old, I apologize, but I kind of don't apologize. I mean, this is what we fucking do. I'm here to ramble, right? We're going to talk. We're going to see if we get along. And then you're going to tell your friends whether you like me or not. We always know the answer is yes. Just send it on. Send it to a friend, all right? Yeah, things, fuck, man. It seems like there's been some good topics where the... one of the ones that caught me. Is anybody watching Cobra Kai? Did I mention this already? Cobra Kai is the shit. If you haven't watched it, I'm not going to spoil it. I just wanted to throw that in there because that was one of my notes. And I was like, I kind of went deep on it. And then I realized, well, maybe some of you guys haven't watched it. And I don't want to do a spoiler alert. But I'd love to do Joe Rogan does the fighter, the fight companion deal where him and his friends sit around and watch it. I would love to have my friends sit around and just talk about this show. Honestly, it would just be too good, I think. But what do I know? I mean, I think that my friends are fucking hilarious. So I think that it would be great, especially this reboot, the way they did it. Oh, it's so good. All right, I'm going to stop because I'm going to go down this road and then I'm going to give shit away, and I don't want to give it away, okay? If you're good at something, you don't give it away. You get paid for it in alcohol. Which is what I would do if I sat around my friends. And we discussed this via the podcast, which we just might fucking do. We just might do. I've been thinking about that lately. Got a couple of different avenues I've been working towards for this podcast itself. But there are so many more. That's why you gotta love the internet. Yeah, so you guys keep reaching out to me. The feedback's been good. As far as songs go, just keep sending those either via Twitter at Whiskey Dribble Podcast, or at Whiskey Dribble on Twitter, and it's at Whiskey Dribble Podcast at gmail.com for the email. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Whiskey Dribble Podcast. And come give a like, check out the pictures, stay for the shares. So that's kind of where I'm at with that shit. But yeah, so I don't know if I'd call it research. I'm just kind of a font of useless knowledge, and I tend to get to a point where I'm always looking up random things. You know, I mean, when I eventually go from a bad Jack in the Box cheeseburger or whatever, hopefully one of my good friends or family members goes in and just clears my history, because it looks like the most random shit goes down in my history, my internet history. I start one place and I just keep bouncing around. And I think this is actually kind of big news. But I didn't see it on any main page. I saw it on like an offshoot after I was looking at some AP article. But apparently there was this woman and this man go out on, they met on the internet, which is common now. You know, you're looking to get it on, just do that right swipe, just start collecting them. So apparently that's what they did. They both swiped right on each other. I don't know which website it was. It just says dating app on the article, but you fucking get it. You understand it's 2018. So in any case, they swipe right on each other. They get together, and that's where it got foggy for me. I'm not really sure if anything happened between them other than the date. They both agree they went on the date, but they don't say anything really after that. I don't know if it's like a polite thing, like he's saying, you know, he doesn't want to make it seem weird, but she kind of went deep on it. She ends up sending this guy like 65,000 texts after the first date. And then I guess he had, in the beginning, he kind of texts back, "Hey, I'm really not interested. Thanks a lot. You know, we had fun or whatever, but yeah, I'm just not interested." Where the fuck was this? I think it was like Arizona or something. I mean, I know it sounds like it's Florida, but I think it was Arizona. So she continues to send him texts, and they keep getting worse and worse. And then she starts threatening to kill him and to kill his family. And if he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't call her back or whatever, she's gonna kill herself. Obviously, she didn't, and she didn't go through with it. But I think they ended up. I don't know if they caught her outside his place, or maybe she was trying. It was maybe just he went to the cops and they saw these texts and were like, "Hell no, you can't go home. We gotta send this shit on." So, and then they went and picked her up. But her response, oh man, fucking this the most savage fucking move. So she gets picked up. The cops pick her up, take her into jail, and as they're booking her, she's just saying how much she loves this guy and, "Oh, you know, we'd be so good together. I really love him. But, you know, if he doesn't want to be with me, I'll just go be with my ex." Holy fuck, Batman. Somebody else was dealing with this and he didn't turn that shit in? Is she, dude? She is either batshit crazy or this dude straight dicked her down good. 65,000 texts? Fuck, man. How do you justify that? And then you love somebody after the first date? I get it. Okay. Modern times, right? I grew up in an era where every fucking movie was love at first sight, right? So it's like, "Oh, I would do anything to be with this person." Before you knew who they were. Can you imagine that? Imagine like the 50s when people got married after like 3 fucking days. And granted, they got married after 3 days and then would get shipped off to war. But imagine knowing somebody for 3 days, and you might feel it. I think we've all been there. At some point, you've had someone in your life that you're like, "Holy shit, this person, this is the one," right? And then like a couple of months into it, you're like, "What the fuck am I into?" But one date, one fucking date, this dude. Yeah, and bad. He called to call the cops and had her arrested. And the fuck she gave was zero, dude. Yeah, I sent him. But if he doesn't love me, I'll just go to my ex. Fuck. You know how happy, dude, how happy was her ex? They should interview that guy when he comes out of hiding. Because can you imagine how fucking elated he must have been? Like, "Oh, this bitch is finally going on another date? Oh, sweet." And then to find out that he's still playing fucking plan A if this shit don't work out. Like, no way, dude. Move to another country, bro. Something. That's not gonna happen. That's insane. That's fucking insane. But I don't know. One date? And, like, I mean, they obviously, like, texted a few times before the date, but it's like, what do you really know? What do you really know about somebody? You know? Do you ever look at somebody you've known for a long time and just like, "How the fuck? What?" All right, well, I've known you too long. I guess you're sticking around. But some of that shit is out there. People are fucking nuts, dude. People are fucking crazy, and we play it off like it's just like it ain't no thing. That's a to me that's a big deal. That's I don't know. I guess it's hard in a fucking hookup culture to find love. Oh, love. This is, at some point I'll have music during this section. Just get the music will come on and then I'll put a robe on and be smoking a cigar and holding my whiskey and talking about the good old days of love. Who knows what the fuck those are? You're a red fucking Voltaire and any of the old shit, and you're just like, these people are fucking crazy, man. Romeo and Juliet, two fucking teenagers offing each other. Dude, this is the gold standard? What the fuck? At what point are we just gonna admit that, like, we don't know? You know? Like, oh, well, yeah, love is great. The idea of love is fantastic. But we don't live in a spot where you can, I mean, how do you fully say that? Let's say you're with somebody that you, in your fucking heart, you wholeheartedly believe, I love this person. Nothing would ever happen to change that. Right? Beep, boop, boop. Text from Channing Tatum. You changing your mind? I'm not even saying if you're a girl. I'm talking about fucking dudes too. You get that text from Channing Tatum, you might just have to suck a dick, bro. It might just have to happen, because if you think about it, when else are you ever going to get the shot to be with Channing Tatum? Right? Is that, can't be just me, right? I can't be the only one who thinks this fucking dude's good looking. But if you're a woman and you got that text, you might question some things, right? And I'm talking about the love of your life. Love this motherfucker. I would die for this dude. Beep, boop, boop. Just you up. From Channing Tatum. Yeah. Yeah, I was exhausted from a fucking 18-hour shift. Just yelled at my husband for an hour because he didn't let me go to sleep. Now I'm laying in bed. I get a you up text from fucking Channing Tatum. Wide awake, bruh. Wide awake. Come fucking hang out. No, I'll tell my husband to leave. You come over. It's cool. You're Channing Tatum, bro. Mmm. Dinner. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Just shit like that. That you think, like, I mean, it's, I guess it's easy because, you know, it's easy to dismiss, like, this chick for being crazy. That shit, I mean, that's obvious. She's the extreme, right? But what's the transverse? The transverse is what, never even attempting to be in love. So you fucking hurt yourself and the people you date every time because you're constantly doing shit to sabotage yourself. It's just, it's a fucked up time to try and figure it out. And it's one of those things. Like, okay, so you find someone you really like, and then what? We literally live in a culture where 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you were tired of where you are, and I don't even talking if you're good looking. If you're good looking, fuck it. This, it's a whole different game. But if you're just half decent, and you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't be with you. Or you're just not as fun as you were 4 months ago. Click, click, swipe, swipe. New dick in your body. Or you're handing out that dick. Like, it's just, yeah, I'm sure I'm making it sound easy, especially in a world where we have incels. Have you guys heard about this? Incels, they're involuntary celibates. That's a thing now. There was some dude on TV who was talking about how he hadn't been laid in a couple of years living in LA because all the women are bitches. And I was like, well, dude, you're kind of a dickhead. So, I mean, that could have something to do with it. You know, you are kind of a dick. And not to you know, have the back of LA, because LA women are fucking crazy for the most part. There are definitely diamonds in the rough, but, you know, Los Angeles, if you're looking for love, Los Angeles generally ain't the right town unless you have, like, an ironic mustache, you know, and then you kick way outside your coverage. It's like, oh, check out this mustache and my fucking Cosby sweater. Oh, cool, let's go to LA Live and walk around. We won't, you know, we won't ice skate in the winter because that's too lame. Stupid shit. Oh, have we gone to the Broad? Boycotting the Broad because they serve Pete's coffee? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. But that's what it's like. On the rig. You look around. You're like, oh, how did that guy
get that girl, and you're like, oh, he's you know, works on a TV show. Oh, that guy's, you know, whatever. He's an actor. And everybody's a fucking actor or producer or some shit, but, oh, what have you done lately? Well, I'm working on it right now. Well, what are you working on? Oh, I'm trying to find some. Trying to find what? My next project. Oh, so you're currently and previously have not worked on shit. So you're not an actor. Or a producer. Right? I mean, you can't just... I don't fucking know. I don't get it. But in any case, that was a long-winded rant about love in LA. You see, you can obviously see where I stand. I say fuck that noise. Los Angeles women. Well, some are good. I met some great girls there. It's a good time. But what do? Right? I mean, you live in the City of Angels with 1,000,001 opportunities and 3.5 million women, right? And you look around and say, all right, well, I got some choices. I can make some choices. And some of these, you know, you also have to look at what you want, right? So that's what I think going back to this woman. She's losing her mind. Obviously, she's a fucking nut job. And some of the pictures they showed, she was actually a good-looking girl. I mean, the mugshot, obviously, that's a whole other story. But the fact that she's a decent-looking, you know, decent-looking woman in today's, I hate to call it a marketplace, but, you know, in today's society of love, that sounds creepier for some reason. You can see how, you know, once you connect with somebody, you start to lose it a little, right? Like, it's not, I mean, I definitely don't get the, hold on, music coming back on. It wants to be around you so bad, guys. So, in any case, yeah, I don't see, I mean, obviously she's an extreme, but I don't see what... You know, if you don't ultimately know what you're looking for, what the fuck are you doing out on dating sites, really? Right? It's like, oh, I'm trying to find myself. In your early 20s, I get you. Mid-20s, all right. Late 20s, all right, let's kind of start getting some ideas. But, man, in your 30s, in a huge city, if you are the person still running around, like a chicken with your head cut off. Like, you know, what do you want to have for dinner? I don't know. What do you want to do this weekend? I don't know. Well, should we go out? I don't know. You need to spend time alone. You don't need to be on apps. You don't need to be slanging that dick or having it slanged on you. You need to fucking go take a nap. Start dreaming about something different because you don't know what you want. You need to start figuring it out. And not necessarily for anybody else, but for yourself. How are you ever going to give yourself 100% to somebody when you don't know what you want? If you don't know what you want, how are they supposed to know what the fuck you want? You know, don't you want somebody that you're just like, oh, hey, babe, let's go get, I don't know, let's go get tacos. No, I don't really feel like tacos. I had that for lunch. Let's go get a burger. All right, let's do that. I'm down for that. Or are you going to be the person that, like, oh, hey, babe, let's go get tacos. And instead of saying, no, I had tacos for lunch, okay. And then you're pissy all night because you already had tacos once today. And you're still going to go have tacos. Or you're going to sit there and just eat fucking chips and guac. And when they say, hey, babe, how come you're not eating? Well, I had tacos for lunch. Why the fuck am I supposed to know that? You didn't say shit. And had you said it, we would have went somewhere else. You see what I'm getting at? You got to know yourself. If you know yourself, you know, hey, fuck, I don't want that shit again, right? I want to do this. This is a mutual thing. So you look at, like, the dating app, stuff like that. I mean, they're, you know, I criticize because I've done them. But it's, you know, you run into the same people over and over. Same people who don't know shit. They don't know what they want. They don't know where they're going. They know they want to work. They have, you know. Especially in big cities, it's a little difficult, too, because you look at all these people and you're like, fuck, man, this person's just trying to make rent, you know? But in a place like L.A., you can't say that you're a fucking barista, right? So, you know, you work at fucking Starbucks and you're 28 years old, but you're trying to fucking be an actor. I'm cool with that shit. I would be way more proud of you saying that than saying like, oh, you know, I'm an actor. Okay, well, what have you done? Or what are you doing towards it? Don't just tell me you're a fucking actor or a producer or a fucking writer or whatever and never have done anything. Don't be that person either. And that's, I think, where we get to is when it comes down to fucking dating. Most people don't know what they want. They're insecure about who they are. And then we live in a culture where you almost get shamed if you're not a certain thing at a certain age. I think I've said this before, but fucking graduating college at 40 is still an accomplishment. Buying a house at fucking 45, still fucking cool. Buying your first new car when you're fucking 34, that's fucking cool too. We live in a world now that seems like this instant you see these fucking kids, these YouTube stars making literally millions of dollars, and these little kids, they're 8, 9 years old talking about, how they're fucking flossing. Little Tay, like, oh, what's up? Just saw my money. I'm flossing. I got an R8 and I got a fucking G-Wagon. Yeah, but you know what you don't have, bitch? A fucking license. You don't have a license. So who gives a shit what you have? Who cares about the cars you can't fucking drive? And then you come to find out she was lying about all the shit. Her parents were setting her up. Come on, man. I mean, not that anyone's gonna be fucking surprised, but it's like this is the culture we live in. These kids feel like, oh, it's, and maybe it started as a joke. Maybe it was like, oh yeah, let's do this funny thing. And then she got 10 million views and was like, whoa, whoa, let's pump these brakes here. YouTube's gonna pay us to keep doing this shit. All right, then. Let's do this shit. You give me that fucking, that tank top. I'll start flipping the bird and, I'll go stand next to somebody else's fucking R8. Let's do this shit. I'll tell you, I'll fucking do that right now. I don't give a fuck. There ain't no shame in my game. Million fucking, 10 million viewers. Fuck, get a couple hundred G's. Let's do this. Let's do this. Give me the R8. I'm in. Fuck. I will tell you that I'm doing it though. Good old whiskey dribble fucking John. It'll be. I'll fucking tattoo for 10 million bucks on my back, whiskey dribble, dude. Bring it the fuck on. 10 million? Come on. Only gonna cost 2 grand to get it fucking taken off. So fucking bring it, dude. Come on, because these kids don't know this shit. And then again, back to love, dude. We're raising these kids in this kind of society, focusing on what? Material things. And what? What the fuck's a kid know about a fucking R8 and a G-Wagon? They don't know shit. Let's ask a fucking adult. Most adults don't know the fucking difference. They know they like cars. Oh yeah, I like that one. It's pretty. It's kind of rounded. It's got lots of bells and whistles, as some people would say. It looks real cool. Does it fucking matter to most people? No. Me, I'm a fucking car guy. I know what the fuck I want. I know what I like. I have friends who know what they like. But I have some friends too that some of these girls, and I'm just like, fuck, you would literally drive a fucking box if it was the right color. As long as it got you to and from and had a cool stereo and some Bluetooth, I'm pretty sure you'd be fine. And that's not knocking them. I think that shit's great. You don't fucking care? I don't care. The fuck do I care? It's your car. But to put, I guess, a bookend on this, I can move forward, is know what you want, right? Look around, take it in, take in some hopefully good friends and some good tunes, and say, like, I know what I want. And don't be scared to be fucking single. People look down on single people. You know who look down on people on single people? Couples. Why? Because they've already found it. And the good ones, they don't. The good couples look at you just like, I know what you're doing. You're waiting for the right one. Because that's what you should be doing. And this is for the older listeners. I mean, younger people, you're in college right now. Go sling that dick. You're a girl, go fucking get that dick. Get as much as you want. Get it fucking knocked out. Wake up tomorrow, do it again. That shit's on you. Just fucking be protected. Don't do something stupid that's going to hurt you in the fucking long run. Just wrap it up. Wrap it up. But fucking just have fun. Because the only way you're going to know what you want is by testing out things you don't want. Right? And honestly, at this point in fucking life, got to know what you want. That's the point I'm trying to make with all this shit. 65,000 texts and fucking 20-something minutes later, this bitch is still crazy. What else happened, though, guys? I want to move on. Fucking that shit's driving me crazy. Okay. What else? I had something else. There was something else I want to talk about. I don't know. I really just wanted to be back. Missed you guys. It's been too long. And I'll make you this promise now. For the next year, I will do my best not to miss any. I'm going to try to go longer. I'm trying to keep this thing going. Some of the things I have in the works, this should be getting a little bit better, getting more consistent. The quality, sound quality is going to go up. Like I said, it's a little difficult right now because I travel, but I'm making it happen. Last couple of weeks, not technically under the weather, just not feeling super great. So for those of you still sticking around, I appreciate it. And send this stuff to your friends. Send it to your friends. Let them know what's up. Let them know that Johnny J is fucking dropping some knowledge. All right? Well, we're coming up on it. So I want to drop this so that my East Coast homies, but my West Coast kids can listen to it on the road. So from all of us, not just me, but all of us here at Whiskey Dribble, just want to say thanks and see you next week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.